Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebization.
I'm just saying, people's opinions about anime openings are very skewed because they don't really understand what makes a good anime opening. It's not just the cinematic or the drums or the guitar solo. You gotta like vibe with it. You gotta like understand, you know, even if you can't hear or, you know, understand the lyrics, let's say, you gotta understand what it's kind of trying to convey, you know? It could be about suicide and be happy-go-lucky, and people are like, that's the best theme song ever. And you're like, this is about suicide. Like, what are you, huh?
50% of Russian songs.
Yeah, right? Like, what are we talking about here? Okay, so today we're going to talk about anime openings.
We're going to call it anime music in general.
Yeah, that's true, but mainly openings. But
not every anime has the rights to be called a good opening. Fair?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We're going to call it anime music in general.
I still think it's funny that, like, there would be, like, if there was an anime opening that mentioned suicide, usually that'd be the ending, right?
Yeah.
Is that the outro?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the outro, right? So, hello, we're back with Weebizations. I'm your host, Simpai Jello. I'm joined by Mike.
Hello.
Also known as Juice Wayne. He's been here before. As always, Shannon, also known as Sakanoji. And we have another special guest who's never been here before. His name is Will.
Hello.
Just in full play. But yeah, we're talking about anime music. We'll go by popularity probably just to kind of warm up and see how everyone gauges what makes a good anime opening. Because we all have different opinions. And some of us listen to a lot more music than others. Some of us are musicians here. So we will kind of just
see. Yeah, raise your hand if you're a musician.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's a musician? I'm a DJ. I'm not a musician.
That's a musician. Also, he makes music. So
I play the wheels, man.
I dance to music. Does that count?
You're a musician of the soul.
Yeah, I'm a musician of the soul.
That makes music.
Call me as clappy as the feet ball.
Only if the right parts of your feet are hitting the ground, right? Then you're definitely a musician of the soul.
That's funny. I lean more towards rock or hard rock, mm-hmm. J-rock,
yep.
Openings, but I will say that there's a lot of music in general that I just like that's not that in anime. So sometimes it's like cinematic piano, sometimes it could be like a flute, you know, something.
Sometimes it'd be lyric lists.
Just
just feeling the notes.
Perfect example of that is Spice and Wolf. Spice and Wolf has like just ambient music that when they're traveling, like montage music, but it's still like chillax and like calm. You're just like you'll be watching the show and you're like, man, I'm feeling a certain way because it's music. It's like the vibe, the music makes the vibe. They can be talking about like some bullshit and you're just like, man, this song made me feel a certain way. I feel like crying for some reason. Yeah. Don't even know why.
And well, not specifically an intro, like vibe, if we're talking vibe wise, like the second phase of, say, if anyone here is familiar with like Genshin Impact. Scaramouche's flute solo in his boss fight is vibe as hell.
Not to mention
characters having their own theme songs. Yep. Kind of fire. They're usually fire.
Yeah.
Let me get started with Bleach. They did that shit so well.
Yeah, I won't lie. Bleach and Dragon Ball have like some of the best theme song music for just characters.
The fighting is so good, you won't notice the plot holes, we swear.
Yeah, bro, like the perfect example for that for me was when you first got introduced to Vegeta and Nappa, and the theme music just like started happening, I was like, "Oh, the doom doom, you know, it's the ambiance of the dust sounds, and their music is playing in the background." I was like, "Oh snap, this is boss music! Yeah. Like, like these guys are serious! Like, this is the challenge, right?"
Yeah. This boss is like 14 episodes.
Yes, Cell, bro, him walking the. And the music comes, I was like, oh no. He's like, oh no. He's the villain. He is the villain, bro.
Talk about a perfect score.
Yeah.
No, that's looking true. Some of those villains in Dragon Ball, as they approach, like, they had some of the best ominous music.
Yeah, dude.
You're like, some shit's about to go down.
Yeah, dude. You're just like, you like sat up in your seat like, oh, I'm invested. Like,
yeah. I also gotta give a nod to like that outro song that would always play. Whenever the narrator was talking about, like, at this point, Gohan's getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
What happened in it? And that song starts playing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, the episode's over. Damn it.
Yeah, that's true. That's the first time I felt that feeling.
I always love that
song. Cliffhanger. Yeah. Was it that cliffhanger music?
Was it the intro or the outro for Zekai where they're running along the mountain ridge?
That's the intro.
Yeah. That is probably my most memorable because I used
Mine's Rock the Dragon.
My main experience with Dragon Ball was watching reruns on Nickelodeon. Yeah. So intro. Yeah, that intro is like my best experience.
Also, Kai is underrated. People sleep on Kai. If you like Dragon Ball, just watch Kai, please. Kai is so good.
Kai is just the abridged version, right?
No. Kai is just, they take all the unnecessary stuff out of it.
So, like, you know all the filler episodes when like, powering up and all stuff? Yeah, it's just like,
Kai just gives you up on the meme.
Yeah.
So it's just the director's cut, is that what you're saying?
Kind of, pretty much.
Yeah. It's a
original Dragon Ball is super long, but if you watch like Kai, it's like
I have heard things from people that were like kids when the Frieza saga was like fresh out, and the amount of time they spent on like Namek.
Namek felt like 100 episodes, bro. It felt like 100 episodes because like half of it was just power up, half the characters just power up.
It was just power up and flex.
Yep, power up and flex, and then fight scene for 2 episodes, and then power up again.
How many episodes did it take for Goku to power up and fuck
you? That shit took seriously?
3 episodes long?
Yeah, that was 3 episodes long, but that was the longest 3 episodes of my life.
Brother.
Or when he was going Super Saiyan, when he's that was like 3 episodes long too, bro. Yeah. I was like, bro, how long is man straining his neck? The Apollo blood vessel just...
Record has it the VA is still screaming.
For me, also Pokemon had, like that intro, bro. Come it stuck on. Me for years, bro.
Hoenn, the original intro, and Hoenn for me.
Yeah,
the
Pokemon and there, if you listen to it, there's not a lot of instruments in that song. It's just the vocals, bro. Yep, it's literally just the vocals. Yeah. That man is belching. belting that.
I think the guy redid it, the original singer.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have an electric guitar he uses it with or whatever?
Yep.
Now, Pokemon is goated, without question.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be in an anime. You know the Pokemon.
Yeah.
You know, theme song. Yeah, that's for sure.
That is very true.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, anytime I think about, like, some of my favorite anime songs, like Naruto was the first anime that I really binged.
Which opening?
Bluebird. Okay. For sure.
Bluebird, for sure.
Is that the one where they're running across the water? Bluebird.
Silhouette
is my number one.
I know it word by word.
And then Hukanta is my second one. Mm-hmm. That bass line, bro. I was like, oh.
You know, I don't know which season it was, but one of the Naruto seasons, they had an outro that sounded like an R&B song.
Oh, that was the shooting exam one.
Probably.
Yeah,
it was
pretty
early on.
Yeah, that's the shooting exam one.
It was pretty early on. But I love, like, I didn't know what that was. It actually caught me by surprise.
Correct us if we're wrong, by the way.
Caught me by surprise.
Yeah, they did
like a
rap.
Look this up.
Yeah, they had a rap one. Yeah.
It's probably because they were taking everyone to school.
I think the rap one was, I want to say the rap one was in Shippuden. Pretty sure the rap one was in Shippuden.
Honestly, couldn't tell.
But yeah, I mean, for me, like, the 90s, like, just cartoons had good theme songs. So, like, hearing, like, J-Rock or, like, some sort of, like, you know, just harder rock with some, like, cool vocals in anime just, like, opened up my brain to just music, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is dope. Like, Cowboy Bebop? Oh, my. The jazz? I was like, you know, I'm a rock head, I'm a tech. I heard that, I was like, bro. What is this? I need to know what this genre. I need it right now. Whatever it is, I need it because that was funky. Like,
everything musical about Cowboy Bebop is top tier.
Yeah,
dude, the space travel music when they're doing the planetary travel thing, I was like, oh.
I was gonna say someone blend the jazz from Cowboy Bebop with the saxophone solos from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Ooh. Hey, that'd be fire. Someone do that and send it to us, please. That'd be fire, bro.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good saxophone in Bridge.
There's so much good brass work in all of Cartoon Network's early days.
Yep, especially Courage. Because Courage is all about the scary stuff. Yeah, so the brass instruments.
Brass instruments,
And then harmonica,
What's the thing? As ambient as possible with the instruments that they work with.
I gotta go back and listen.
It's very subtle because you don't notice it because so much is happening. Yeah.
And then if you want to be really cursed, you can throw the solo from Careless Whispering.
You know what show had good music too? That was in All Real Monsters had like a lot of like ambient like just sounds from things like the faucet dripping. Then it would get louder over time. And it would be like creepy because they'd be like in a sewer talking and it just get louder and louder and louder. And then like they would finally pay attention to it and it would like show like a character in the background or something.
Kind of like the vibration trip with the water in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
When the T-Rex gets closer.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Or the rain suddenly stopping and the thundering getting louder because it's not vibrating off the molecules in the air.
Yeah.
Besides you, Mike, because you answered it, do you guys have a number one anime opening that you just...
I stopped listening to anime openings a long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll listen to it once and then I'll skip it. Like,
I just got to the point to where it's like, I witnessed peak back then.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's like nothing else.
That's true.
Like, I'd see an opening, it just does not feel like the anime. Endings a little bit the same. Back in the day, I was not a big fan of the endings, but now there's a few endings that I really
like. Dude, the Jujutsu Kaisen ending is fire. I was surprised. Yeah. I listened to it once. I kind of want to listen to this every time I'm done with the episode. I was very surprised.
But like, if you were to actually, you know, out of anime, it's probably like JoJo is probably up there because they just have so many unique openings and endings.
Yeah, for a series, JoJo's takes the cake for me. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, JoJo's is like unmatched. They don't miss, bro. Yeah. Every season's a banger. Intro, outro, every season's a banger.
Yeah. Besides that, Naruto just has so much.
Ship it in the regular.
It's in general.
Yes.
It's
in general. Okay.
The answer is
in general. Because I feel like Minato saves Kushina, that whole.
Yeah.
Music coordination there. Yeah. That was really good.
I'll say, I feel like Shippuden's just a little bit better, but I do remember icons from the original.
Yeah, because so Shippuden is my top over OG Naruto because, like, this was a time where it's like you were so invested in the show already.
Yep.
And then all the music made you more hyped up for what's about to happen.
You know what's also crazy is like the ambiance on each arc of the villages when they travel to each village. Mm-hmm. Each village had just like some sort of, like, mellow theme playing in the background.
Yeah, because everywhere they went was
good. Yeah. So and then you have the music generic in the hidden leaf. Dude, the ramen shop had its own theme song at one point.
Yeah, that's true. I do love it. I like the walking around music. You can tell it's going to be a little bit lighter here.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons, by the way, congrats to Freerun. The club. Yeah. The music of Freerun is really good. Just overall, like, travel music, ending, opening, the battle music. I think Freerun and Fern have their own theme song at one point. And just like every character's like theme music like fit how their characters were. Like their genre of music. Perfect example was like the guillotine fight, you know? That ambiance that was happening in the background. It was supposed to be serious, but it had like a little jokey because Freerun was like, yeah, whatever.
Right.
You know? So I was like, that's pretty interesting. But I think
you're 500 years too young to be beefing with
me. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't care.
I think it's another reason why Freerun got like Anime of the Year, because the music was just superb.
Yeah, it also just had a really great story.
Yeah.
Really great
story. We're going to talk about it for a little bit. Yeah. We'll talk about it for a second. The storyline, great. The action didn't even have to happen, and it was great. The action just made it better.
Because
the story was already good. And, like, most of it was just story and traveling and history. There was no action for, like, the first, like, few episodes. And then you're like, oh, there's fighting scenes.
Plot is happening.
Yeah, plot is happening. Oh, this makes so much sense now. Yeah. And then, like, all the treachery and the world and how people view the world. And, man, it was just crazy. Like, even the montages were cool. I didn't feel like it was a montage. I felt like I was still reading a book. Like,
no, this is on my list now.
Yeah,
Freerun. I've heard multiple times that Freerun was great, but obviously seeing it in the award now, it's like, I gotta watch
everyone
it.
Everyone thought Solo Leveling, but I mean, Solo Leveling has action, right?
Sure.
And it does have a great story, but it's one track.
Yeah.
You know, Freerun's like, you have a story, and you're looking at the aftermath of the end of the story. And so now it's just living that and learning about why it's the aftermath of what happened. So it's like the heroes won, what happens next? That's literally the story. And you like, you never think about that. Because most of the shows that we watch,
most anime,
they just end when the story wins. When the hero wins.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the hero slayed the demon king. We won. Woo! Story ends. But then happily ever after, you know?
It's extremely refreshing to be like, what happens after all the action?
And it's like truthful shit. It's like, oh, I'm bored. What do I do?
Yeah. So it's like Boruto.
Basically. But not boring.
Which I
no, it's like Boruto in the beginning of Boruto.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's right.
Early Boruto was good.
Yeah, early Boruto was good.
They had the great animations.
Yeah.
It 180.
Wait, I heard the whole opposite.
No, really? It's really good.
Early Boruto, though.
No, early Boruto was great. Yeah,
they put in a lot of effort.
Yeah, they put in a lot of effort. It felt like OG Naruto. Like, legit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're definitely, like, seeing...
Yeah,
like,
now...
The off-screen...
Bro, like, now, the whole fucking whatever they're on is bullshit. It's like...
Because they're all older now, and they're not really doing...
No, half of it's just, like, trying to match his dad and prove he's just like his dad. It's a repeat of Naruto. Yeah. Like...
Which is... redundant
to yeah.
be like Sasuke.
Yeah,
which you see in the beginning of the anime, he turns out to be like Sasuke regardless.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Just like, why is he trying to be like Naruto? Like, this makes sense.
Definitely does.
Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of bullshit going on right now. I will say it is getting better than what it used to be in its middle phase. But it was just people
yeah, the first, dropped it. Like the first, I would say the 11 episodes are like peak, like legit. It's so good. And I was like, you feel really invested.
Yeah.
The story's great. Everything makes sense. You know, nothing's like just out of the ordinary. And then they kind of just went to the extreme. They're like, oh yeah, let's introduce a character that, you know, it's kind of like Itachi. And you're like, but we already went through this.
Yeah.
Not trying to do any spoilers.
There's a lot of redundancy.
Yeah, there's also a lot of redundancy.
Okay. Sam. Well, I mean, I want to watch it at some point. So
yeah. It's still worth a watch.
Like, I'm still watching it.
Yeah.
Because it's a Naruto series.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to watch it,
of course.
Yeah.
But it's definitely. I'm going to have the bad like, opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of those, like, you feel disappointed the more you watch it currently.
Ah.
Yeah. It's like, it runs a sword art. Like, first season's great, and then I'm like, what the fuck am I watching now?
I'm watching. Yeah. This is the first time I've heard someone say that the beginning of Boruto was good. I'm sorry, yeah, good, and then it got bad.
We're big anime heads, you know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their opinions on their different views of the anime. So.
We watch anime to watch anime.
Yeah.
We're not watching it to, like, oh, I love this anime. We're watching it to just watch anime.
Yeah.
If it's good, it's a bonus. So.
And the level of criticism changes per person. Like, like, the level in which we care about the depth of the storyline.
Well, the other thing is, like, it depends on how long the experience and, like, what they watched before. Right? Mm-hmm. Me and Shannon, and maybe like a few others, including Will probably, we watch so much anime, it's like, we can't be biased. Because we've seen so much of it already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of stories will blend and be the same. So.
Yeah. Like, a good example would be for me, there's so many things I don't like about Overlord, but it's still Overlord. It's still fucking goated as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I used to watch a whole lot of Speed Racer back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
The Speed Racer anime was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
And, you know, you gotta, when I'm watching anime, I'm like, all right, I want to meet that same expectation. I want to get that same high I did when I was watching that anime from this anime. It'll vary a whole lot. Not every anime is perfect. But you gotta give everything a try.
Yeah.
100%.
Especially if it's just 12 episodes. Watch the 12 episodes.
Yeah. Samurai Champloo, perfect example.
And then give your opinion.
If you like it, then watch the OVAs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Samurai Champloo. One of the most underrated music in the whole anime history, because a lot of people don't know Nujabes, which is the main artist.
Mm-hmm.
He was a hip-hop influence. He literally created lo-fi before lo-fi was existed.
Okay. Yeah.
He made lo-fi in like 2009, and people were like, whatever this music genre is, it needs to have a genre, because he couldn't define what it was.
Sure.
He would rap, it would be like jazz funky, but it would all be in one song. And you're like, what do you categorize this as? And he goes, I don't know, it's something. And so people are like, it's chill music. No, it's not just chill. You know, he's rapping. He's talking about industry. So, like, a lot of B-boys and all that stuff would dance to it. And they're like, man, this is just a vibe. like, what do we call this, you know? And then literally years later, if you ask any major lo-fi artist, because they did a documentary on lo-fi, they say Nujabes was their inspiration. Yeah. Because the music, they just inspired them to, like, it's a vibe music. It's a, you know, doing homework, driving music.
Yeah.
So, and rest in peace to him, because he died way too early. Yeah. He would have been so proud to, like...
The lo-fi drummer is massive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and most people don't know, but his... All his music is in Samurai Champloo. Yeah. Every song, every ambient sound, it's in Samurai Champloo. So, 12 episodes.
It's also really good.
It's only 12 episodes?
It's only 12 episodes.
I'll watch that tonight.
Bro, it's so good, and you'll be like, there's gotta be more. Like, it's that good. Yeah. It's that good.
Okay.
Oh man, Sneak Chamber, one of my favorite songs ever. Yeah. Oh my, it's a B-boy anthem. I'm gonna bring that answer if you guys don't know. Clarification. But it's a B-boy anthem, bro. Just, it's so grungy and hyper, you're just like, ugh! You just thank face on it. Bro,
No, I gotta go to my Crunchyroll list. Add it to the watch.
Yep, Samurai Champloo.
You said it's grungy. Is it what? Is it like something that would like bounce off the skyscrapers in like a cyberpunk city or something?
No. You play it in the club where it should be considered boss music, but it's just like, in one of the scenes, the guy's fighting while breaking. So it's like, it's just dope.
Like, what is it? Devil May Cry 5 before it happened?
Like, pretty much. Nice. See, I don't know. The only ending like, I could think of that ever stuck with me for years is Inuyasha's second ending.
Okay.
That's like one of the only endings that like really like stuck with me where like, I'll sing in the car because I know it. People will sing along with it because they know it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was such like an emotional, it's a singer. That made it, honestly. Just made it that good. So it was like in karaoke songs in Japan for a while. Like everyone sung it. It was just one of those.
Yeah, I can't say that I have any particular aspect of the song that I need in order for me to become hooked. Because the anime songs that I like are all different. Like,
and that's the beauty of anime.
Like, it either catches me or it doesn't.
Do you feel like you prefer a genre like over another when you're watching a show? Or are you just listening to the opening once and then it's done?
I usually listen to the opening once, and if I'm cool with it, then I'll listen again to every episode. I think it just...
Because you said Naruto, so I assume J-Rock, right? But, you know, Cowboy Bebop's funky, like jazzy.
Yeah,
so,
I like all genres, though. Right?
Yeah, because so, you're a DJ, right?
It's all about, like I said, it's just not what catches me. Yeah. Something about it has to catch me.
What do you think, in your opinion, what makes a good anime opening? Is it the vocals or is it the instruments?
It has to be the production, and the production can't be too much.
Like, not overshadowing anything?
Yeah.
Like the montage of the opening?
Demon Slayer intro, I wasn't a fan of it. Yeah. I feel like there was just
too much there's too much happening, I agree with that.
Like, why is this in my... felt like it was just like, oh!
I felt like that with a lot of the Attack on Titan openings.
Yeah.
There was just so much happening, bro.
So, yeah, one thing I really run into with intros is it can't be, to give a non-anime example, for anyone that needs a comparison not related to what we're talking about, the vocals or the instrumental can't outshine, like, each other. You can't have, like Iron Maiden suffers from this problem a lot. Where their singing is too quiet and you can only hear the instruments over them.
Yeah. That's true.
I've actually considered that.
Yeah, because a lot of Iron Maiden is like, they're instrumental, like drums and guitar, right? And so like, they have the vocals, but like, you only really, really like, aspect
of what I think that's, thinking about it. I think that's because they suffer from like, the issue that classic rock suffers from where it's great. Yeah. But the problem is that like they're not a heavy metal band. They don't swing.
Megadeth.
Clearly, versus Iron Maiden, where it's like their instruments are turned up to 12.
Yeah, or like Queen, for example. Yeah, he's belching. You know, the instruments are the background for him. Like,
you know,
he's just naturally louder.
Yeah,
than
he's just naturally louder.
It's actually a great point
because I
listened to "How Would Be Thy Name" at least 1,000 times.
Yeah,
and I still don't know all the words.
The only song I don't think that suffers from that is "Number of the Beast."
Yeah, "Number of the Beast."
I cannot tell you I cannot tell you how many versions of "Fear of the Dark" I have tried to listen to where I cannot understand a single word they're saying.
Actually, I've gotten "Fear of the Dark" down pretty good. But I'd be a liar if I said I didn't pull that lyrics list sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I need to pull the lyrics. Like, did he say? Okay, he said that.
No, dude, I had to do that with System of a Down. Because he's talking.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes.
No, but he's talking so fast, you know, and you're jamming out. You're like, what is he saying?
Yeah,
you know?
100%. I think everyone just mumbled the Chop Suey. Like, everyone mumbled that.
So their lyrics were Chop Suey.
If you haven't guessed, Will's the punny one.
The punny one. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm actually a massive Iron Maiden fan. So thinking about that, it actually, you're right. Like this, and part of the reason why I love Iron Maiden is because of the instrumentation.
Yeah,
like man, like by the time it gets to the solo, I'm like my head, my next sword.
Be like not like bobbing your head so much, you'd be like Peter Griffin after he fell off that house.
Yeah, no. But that is a good point for anime openings, though, or anime music in general, where, like...
If I can hear and feel the music.
Yeah. Like the production, like you said, is clear, like, lyrically and musically.
Yeah.
I feel like that does make a good opening.
Angel Beats opening.
Ooh!
Yep,
that is up there for me.
Yeah, Angel Beats opening, it's like, you don't know what they're saying. Yep. You can feel every word.
Yes.
And the piano, and then when everything else comes in,
yes,
you feel it all. Yeah. You have no idea.
You literally get some tingles, bro. Like, it's so good. Just
that well balanced.
Mm-hmm. Dot Hack is another good one.
Yeah, Dot Hack.
The original Dot Hack, yeah.
See, I feel like it would have. Now I'm thinking what would have been great is before this, like, ever, like, make an anime playlist, like, an anime opening playlist, and send it to me. And you know, some of these songs I've probably heard, I just don't know by name, so I'm like, that one.
It's a lot of more in Japanese.
I got it.
What'd you say, Shane? Because all the songs are in Japanese, so you just don't know if that's the one that you...
So I have a possible controversial set of two, in both English and in Japanese. Mm-hmm. Colors from Code Geass.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even
like Code Geass that much.
And Cooling Those Thesis from Evangelion.
Ooh.
Are both slam dunks for Violet.
Yeah, like, I may not like those anime, but they're theme songs, bro.
In both English and
he's right.
Just kicks ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
They could be the trash anime and have the best theme song you ever. Damn it. He's like, I want to hate you, but I can't.
Sorry, Kaiju number 8 did the Living Machine thing better.
Oh, yeah. I
love you even.
And Van Dren.
Sorry.
Dude, Van Dren did it better, too.
There's too much. My mom is a clone in Evangelion. Sorry.
My mom is a clone. Damn. What makes a good opening for you guys, Will and Shannon? I know you answered, sorry, slightly already, but.
Shannon, did you want to go first?
No, I'll go last. I gotta think about that answer.
It has to have a good build-up, and then the lyrics don't have to mean anything, but they can't, like, taper off incorrectly. Otherwise, it feels like I'm listening to dead instrumental the rest of the song.
So when you say build-up, do you mean, like, build-up to the riff, the solo, or just build-up in general?
Just build-up in general. Like, you can't hit, like, a high note too early.
Yeah, that makes sense. I agree with that. Like, you can't force something.
I'm not super lyrically inclined, or not, no. Can you guys tell I'm a mook? No, I'm not super musically inclined, so unfortunately I don't know the proper terms for a lot of this stuff. So it is unironically all vibe based. So I could be talking out of my ass and everyone could tell or no one could tell.
So the vibe is important.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I work. My main gripe is if the opening or ending does not match what I'm visually seeing, I'm uninterested. Because I'm just going to skip that shit. It just doesn't make any sense.
That is another thing. If there's a fight in the intro and the pace of the song does not match the fight, I'm pressing fast forward.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's the make or break for me.
So something I should probably try is the next time I listen to or see an intro, is close my eyes.
Yeah, I've done that before.
And just see how I sound. Because there are some where I will watch the animation with the drum, like, this doesn't even feel right. Attack on Titan
is probably Attack on Titan is very...
This doesn't match. It's just like a bunch of shit happening.
Dude, I did that with Boogie Pop and the others. Bro, the intro is just like... None of the animations makes any sense to this. Yeah. She's on a skyscraper looking out, and like this is dramatic music playing, and then she falls, and you're like, she about to die, and then it just goes to like a montage of just her falling through things. It's just like, how is this emotional?
You're gonna make it crazy. Make it look.
Yeah, crazy. Make it look crazy. Don't like.
don't give me something subtle.
You know what did that really well, which I was surprised, is Ghost in the Shell. The Ghost in the Shell intro. Where, like, she's, like, you know, skyscraper and doing all the robotic stuff, but the music just fits what she's doing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so...
They made the music feel as if it was made in the dystopian era.
Yeah, yeah.
As well, too. So, like, everything just fit really good together.
Hell yeah. I feel like when it comes to intros, you should just treat them like the Full House... You know, intro from back in the day, just like introducing the characters through the song.
I wish they did the Brady Bunch thing. Yeah,
it should be like Dragon Ball Z. It should be a good introduction to newcomers, but it shouldn't be so boring that you like don't. Even if you don't watch the intros, it's not a slog to sit through if you can't fast forward.
Well, the other problem is like in this day and age. The young demographic, they just don't have the attention span we did.
So lovely.
Yeah. Seriously. They just don't have the attention span.
Hey, no foreplay in this one.
It's just the attention span and the lag to explore.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I don't like this. You know, it's really funny because that reminds me of when we, like, show people, like, all the big three or whatever for the tier list. And then they're like, oh, yeah, instantly the big three. But the new generation is like, yeah, the new big three. And we're like,
no.
There's no new big three. It's only a new big three. Like, I guess, sure, what's the new big three? Like, and they're like, oh, like Demon Slayer. I was like, no. I was just like, no. There's no new big three, bro. No. There's only been one big three.
Not even close. I would have accept.
I would accept I JoJo.
Accept, yeah, exactly.
I would accept JoJo because JoJo has the biggest influence
for so
right
long.
Now. Yeah, and it's been going on for so long.
Really big influence, yeah. Too.
I would say JoJo is the only thing that can be contested as one of the big three.
Big three was, you know, Naruto to the end of Shippuden.
Yep.
And then
Dragon Ball all the way until Super. Right.
And then you have like
One Piece.
Which is still going on.
Yeah, it's still going on.
Yeah.
That's why they're the big three.
So you could literally take out Naruto, put JoJo in that slot, because one, it's both nostalgic and ongoing and really popular.
And the other thing is, no one argues that they're the big three. Yeah. Nobody.
Yeah,
sure. Everyone says the big three. Oh, I know the big three.
Yeah.
You know the big three, not by popularity. Yeah. You know, it's because everyone knows about it. It went on for so long that you have to watch it to finish it, or you still are watching it to finish it. That's why it's still considered the big three. Has the audience, literally has the music, like everything about it is positive, even if you hate it.
Yeah.
You could hate it. Like, people will hate Goku, like, Dragon Ball is a shit. I'm like,
that's true.
I have to say it. I'm a peak Goku hater, but not for like the oh he's a bad dad misconception.
It's because everyone talks about him, right?
No, it's just because Vegeta's better. I'm sorry.
Fair.
He's weaker, but his grind set is better.
He's a grinder. Vegeta is the grinder.
I was gonna say, bro, locked down a rich, smart wife, and then loses every fight he's in that's not against like a villain that's like supposed to be folded like wet paper. And he's
like, hey, but my Bulma though.
I mean, Goku kind of is the reason why Vegeta didn't even continue to grind.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, you did how many push-ups in that shit?
Yep.
I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I just like Vegeta's character development from, a million lives go pew to, someone touched my wife?
Oh,
someone's gonna die,
bro.
I love that.
Bro, that's a good character development. Yeah.
Like,
I will say he's got the biggest glow up.
Individuals matter. I see now.
No, he's literally has the most glow up of any character I know in most anime. Cause like
his neck had the biggest glow. I stole that joke. That's why it's funny.
But no, seriously, like he is a grinder. You're right. Like he never stopped. He said
that's true.
He won't ever stop.
As long as Goku's stronger, he can't stop him.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And I feel like
he's... And it's funny, he admits Goku's stronger than him. And he's still like, I want to be stronger.
And,
like,
I still think that, like, for all his... all his bluster about being stronger, I have a feeling he's developed so far that if he ever got stronger than Goku, he'd be like, you have to get stronger too, you fucking loser.
Get back up.
We're not...
Shit on Goku.
Yeah.
Why are you a bitch?
The minute I cross the finish line first, you sputter out. Get up to your bitch.
Dude, he got so mad when Gohan surpassed him in the hyperbolic tape changing for arc. Your son is strong. He went to... he was about to have an aneurysm, bro. And he went straight to train.
That's true. Yeah. That's kind of how I am, too, as a person. Like, if I have a group of friends that are all aiming for the same thing and I realize that one person is ahead of us, mm-hmm. I'm like, no. Fuck, I can't have that.
We did that in Call of Duty.
Yeah, when
me and Mike used to play Call of Duty,
we
would try to compete to see who would get the high rank. But mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing. This man's shotgun was the nastiest thing. We'd play like an MLG context. MLG and like higher playlists, game battles were like the tournament playlists.
Yeah, for back in the day, Major League Gaming was like,
yeah,
it was just the shit.
So we would grind that and then we'd be losing and my boy Mike here would just be like, all right, pull out a shotgun, pump shotgun and destroy people.
Yeah, pump shotgun.
And then we had another guy, his name was Stoner, because he would be mid-match sucking harder dick than anything else. And he'll be like, all right, let me smoke a ball real quick. And he'll just fucking slay out and be top frag. And we're like, what happened? Why? Do that at the beginning of the game, please. Because that man, he was a different person. He was he became a god out of nowhere. We're just like, how?
So, dude, you're telling me that, all right, you want to win so bad? Here's your crown.
I legit told him one time, I will buy you weed to play this tournament. Because he was that good, bro.
Yeah, no, that's hilarious. He had a voice. His voice is deep like yours, but he spoke slower.
Yeah,
so he was like super deep, spoke like a tortoise. So he's like, man, I gotta get high, guys.
Yeah, I'll be right back. And he'll stop mid match. Yeah. His character not moving until he'll die. And he'll start smoking.
Mid fucking match, he would do that shit. And come back and get like a fucking tinge.
Yeah, he'll kill the whole team. And like, where you guys at?
I couldn't stand it, bro.
We hated him for that, bro.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Sword of the Legend.
So yeah, we could be like Quickscope and stuff like that. So
I was gonna have a good KDA, and then I got
word.
Nah, he was cool though. That was a wild time.
Yeah. Man. Shout out Vegeta, man.
Yeah, shout out Vegeta.
Always staying competitive.
Yep.
We appreciate you.
Nah, I made the joke about his neck, but honestly, the amount of times his fucking forehead bulged every time he was handed an L, the real character development is the strength of his capillaries.
Yeah. Not
that widow's peak, bro? Hey, that widow's peak. Bro. That shit got thicker every season, bro. Every season.
Yeah, like, bro.
He'd be in the ground like, I can't do it.
It's so sharp if he headbutts someone wrong, they fucking just get stabbed in the face.
Oh, man.
That's so true, man.
Was there an opening besides Attack on Titan that you guys hated? That just, like, you just never want to hear it again?
That I hated? I skipped past Demon Slayers.
I mean, yeah, I skipped past
Demon Slayers. I didn't watch Demon Slayers. I knew that shit was trash.
Animation, though. I gotta give it to him on that one.
It's just water.
The story's kind of
no. Did you hear about what they revealed? All that water animation is that for us. None of that happens in the show. They don't see all that. They're just clean swords.
Yeah. That was what Quang mentioned.
Yeah,
that's why he hates it.
Yeah,
actually,
because it's not even real to us.
Yeah,
it's just so dumb.
I mean, it'd be cool if like only the demons could see it and the people couldn't. That'd be dope.
Cool.
So like the Sword of Damocles is just staring them right in the retinas. But like then
I mean, I can't think of I've watched Attack on Titan, didn't like it, Demon Slayer didn't like it. What else have I watched? Solo Leveling is like I don't mind. I'll listen to it, but I'm not like...
I like it. I like the first season a lot more than the second season.
Going to YouTube to find it.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I've actually...
I've
went to YouTube for Bluebird multiple times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Soul Leveling isn't bad. You know, I'll listen to it.
I'm the wrong person, unfortunately, despite my hot takes about colors and Grolinger's thesis earlier, because unfortunately, I grew up with a terrible internet connection and reading, like, entire, like manga books out of order from, like, the bookstore and shit, or, like, reading the plot synopsis on the wiki. That's a good idea. Oh, yeah, what? I was, like, don't get me wrong, I love a good action, fantasy, or fighting anime, but, like, I'm the guy that, like, Love Hina had been ended since 2000.
Oh, I love
had been Hina. Ended since 2004. I'm still like holding the picket sign. Yep. Going,
yeah,
in 2014, it's like it's been gone for 10 years. Let it go. You weren't even alive when it came out. It's like I don't care. It's in my heart.
I was alive, but I had the whole Love Hina connection, like literally on my shelf. But I will say Fruits Basket is one I didn't really like the intro.
Something I absolutely hate, and I might get a lot of shit for this, but I cannot stand any of the music or the plot of, God, what's the one where both the, do we care about spoilers on that show?
No.
No, you're good.
The one where the wife dies, and then later the daughter gets sick with the same disease and also dies, and it's just like, cool, you just wasted my entire time.
Oh, you're talking about the old school...
Is it Canon or something? Clannad sucks. I hate Clannad, bro. It is not heartfelt at all.
I'll say it's not the best theme song. I'll admit.
It is not heartfelt at all.
The music's not terrible,
but... It's a big time sink. It's like, it's a will they, won't they? Oh, he didn't choose me? Oh, but the girl he did choose dies? Okay. Whatever.
I mean, the story is a big cuck. So
yeah, it is. It is. Sorry for caring about that shit if it didn't matter. In
the end.
Yeah, it's also unnecessarily long.
Yes, it is. They draw it out so.
You know what intro I really liked, but the show was not that great. It's Queensblade. Queensblade had a great intro.
Well, bro, I don't mean to be the one to enlighten you, but I'm pretty sure I know why the show for Queensblade isn't that good. You know what Queensblade is about, right?
Yes.
Bro.
I watched the whole series.
Bro, there is literally a mage who only got magic powers because she's in a demonic pact with a giant RAPE stick. Like, there's not real plot there. Yeah, there's plot dangling around everywhere, but there's not a lot of plot there.
Another intro that stuck with me for a while is the Fullmetal Alchemist intro. Both of them. Brotherhood and original.
Mm, never watched it.
Their theme songs are just great. Like,
they're opening. I've heard the theme song before.
They just stuck with me. Like, I sung them all the time, everywhere. Mm. People talked about it. Yeah, or it's like, a really good theme song for a time.
Yeah, I just realized we didn't speak on like One Piece. Like we are One Piece.
Oh yeah,
that's definitely one that I for sure will let play all the way through.
Yeah,
I just
there's a lot of songs.
There's a lot of songs.
They're just really gas.
Yeah,
I'll listen to multiple times before I even get to the end.
I'll say the outros aren't the greatest, but the intro and the other theme songs with characters and stuff. That's they're very good.
The one that I haven't really thought about too much is the OSTs with One Piece. Mm-hmm. It's something that, to be honest, I don't really capture much. I think Naruto might be the only anime where I have trauma from, like, the pain OST. Or
that's
around just like, death is a pod. Oh,
my
God.
So good. No, I agree.
But yeah, like, the OSTs is one thing I don't pay enough attention to. I feel like I probably should think more about.
Yeah.
When this person shows up, it's always just like, oh.
This is why they're the big three, man. You gotta, you can't know everything from one watch. You gotta watch them, you know, once or twice, or you gotta like go back, refresh your memory, because there's so much content.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why like, JoJo's the contender. There's so much content of JoJo's.
I love Battle Tendencies of OSTs. Even if you remove Pillarman from the equation, like, what is it called? It's the one that's mostly in English, despite the song not having an English version. It's Joseph's theme. I feel like a fake fan not remembering its name.
I forgot. I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of that song, but
I think it's Overdrive.
It is Overdrive. Yeah.
Like Overdrive out of context could be used in like a racing anime.
Yeah. So if you don't know, Mike, JoJo's every season is different genre and different theme, so they match it. So like one If it's R&B, it's more of like the feel of the show, like Family Matters, you know. If it's like rock heavy, it's like there's going to be a lot of action, you know, you're going to have like intense fighting and all stuff.
Every season is different.
Yeah.
But it's all
connected. It all makes sense. It's all connected. But every season's so different from the other. Like,
new season was announced, Steel Ball Run.
Yeah.
If you have not watched JoJo's, get on that shit.
Yeah, it's Ball so Run good.
Is really good.
Every season is good. Like, there's a season that's like slower than the others, or a few of them, but they're just good. Like, character development. I mean, I guess they're a little over exaggerated because they're super muscular. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know.
The fashion.
Yeah. But I mean, like.
JoJo's Drip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, some of the best villains you've. Dio, I think, is one of the best villains. Just hands down.
Yeah.
That man, talk about Grindr. Talk about Aura, bro. That man, he's evil.
Bro, his dad could have never beat him, and I still feel like he would have been a hater.
For reals. That man is probably like one of the most hated people in general, bro. Like, Dio was like, you scream his name, you either fear or you're like, oh yeah, that's Dio, bro. My ex was actually obsessed with him. Because she's like, he's the baddest. But then she met Sinbad Kumagi, and yeah, she changed her mind.
Okay.
Also, Sinbad is some of the baddest theme song music. This man went from a hero to a villain really quick. He had some of the coolest intro music for his own series, and when he got his villain arc, that music was cold. That man he didn't walk. He floated across the sea and his theme was playing.
Still wiping the frost off the glass.
Yeah, pretty much, bro. Like,
yeah. Off the beat, man. It's always cool to be able to add more to the repertoire.
What's your guys' favorite villain theme song? Who's the hardest villain theme song, you think? If you could put one. I know it's hard, but like. Or it doesn't have to be the hardest. It could be one of your favorites.
I mean, Pain, man.
Pain is up there. Pain is up there.
It's just, I don't know. It's there's something about those women singing in the background.
No, I agree with you.
And it hits your soul in a different way, and you're just like, damn, this is a real threat.
No, for real.
Like, it felt as if his presence was omnipotent.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, it wasn't just majestic. That man was, like, a god.
Every time he showed up, it was...
What's his name? There's a fake character that has good themes on. Oh, gosh.
A lot of fake
characters.
Gilgamesh?
Yeah,
Gilgamesh. Saber Altar?
No, Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh?
Yeah, I like Gilgamesh. Yeah,
he had a decent theme song. Not my favorite from the fake series, but it is. I like Berserkers.
Oh, yeah, Berserkers is good. Yeah. Berserkers is pretty good. What's the one from Baki? Baki's theme song, bro.
Ooh.
Baki's theme song is hard. I'm not gonna lie. I know, but his theme song is hard.
Yeah.
There's gotta be some Dragon Ball.
It's always so. Sure. Hands down.
What about Golden Freeze's theme?
Oh, Golden Freeze's. Golden Freeze's theme is pretty good too.
The fact that you guys can recall from memory like that, I love that shit, man. I love that shit. I'm still green.
If you listen to the ODST separately.
OG Zamasu.
Yeah,
OG Zamasu did have a big theme song. You didn't hear it in the beginning of Super, but when he had his villain arc to get Black Goku, he had a theme song before he became Black Goku. And then his theme song changed.
When he was Black Goku and when he fused himself.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about the anti spirals theme in Gurren Lagann?
Where they're
chucking the galaxies at each other like
this. Yes, that's actually really good. Oh, I didn't think
Gurren Lagann is just a peak anime.
No, yeah, 100%.
Top one.
I'll still never get over that the voice actor for him is also Ben 10.
Literally, Gurren Lagann is till this day one of the most shocking animes I've ever watched.
Yeah,
that was so invested. So quickly.
It literally blows your mind.
Yeah, it literally just blows
your mind. They go beyond any scale you could ever imagine.
Okay, this is to go even further beyond.
Literally.
If the first show doesn't hook you, I don't know what will, bro. Like, that's just a show you're just
like
it reminded me of, like, the shock factor from Invincible. when you saw the first episode of Invincible, and you're like, oh, that's a pretty good decent episode. But oh my god. He's like, oh my god. Oh, what, why? It was like that type of shock factor.
Are you ready to see how dystopian it can get, kids? Get ready for public beatings.
Yep.
The Xerath from Fairy Tail has a really hard...
I never watched Fairy Tail.
Oh, well. Xerath, every time he walks, so he's a god on Earth, but everything he loves or adores dies. So when he walks, he takes the color of anything away from him. So the more you love something, the more faster he kills it. So at some point, he just becomes null to emotions, so he's just walking and things are dying. Like, insects will just fall out of the tree because it's dead. The water will dry up. And it's just like an ambient sound, and it's just like a, it's like a shine or like a small like sound in the background, but it's his theme song, and it's in a rhythm. So like he's walking, but it's like an ambiance of him walking. It's like a, yeah, it's like a subtle, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like a subtle like ambiance of a repetition of a sound or a few sounds that happen while he's walking, because he just walks in silence. He didn't even talk to himself anymore. Because he's so sad about it.
You know,
and like, he'll love a, like, something won't die super fast, and they'll be like, oh, how cute, a rabbit. He'll touch it, it dies.
Hell yeah.
Because he cared for it. It just dies. Like,
you know, even though I'm not a fan of the anime, I have a big issue with its plot points and the fact that they literally just, like, remove the chance for character development by, like, literally axing a chick and then replacing her with a clone with no memories of what happened Tsukumichi Moonlit Fantasy has great battle music for the protagonist. Moonlit Fantasy. It got its second season a little while ago. I want to like it. They let a lot of people. They make a big deal about like life, and then they let people die really brutally for no reason.
The Gotham series.
Oh.
Like, how did we miss that?
Well, okay, so if you guys don't know, the Gotham series is like a lot of movies.
Yes.
And a lot of different seasons. Similar to JoJo's, but they have like 13.
I haven't seen that forever. Shannon might know that. I remember that. Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
First off, Monogatari is, they've had, it's a very hard show to get into. One, I would not recommend watching it.
Nope.
Unless you're an avid sub watcher. Because I don't even think there is a dub version of it.
There is not. Yeah, I don't think there's a dub version.
Reason, because the protagonist talks extremely fast.
Yes.
And, like, extremely fast. There's a lot of things that pop up on screen and that go away really fast. But it is a good anime. Like I said, it has like 13 seasons, 6 movies.
Yep. It's a lot, but like a lot of the music's really good.
If you want a sneak peek, watch Kishimonogatari, the first 3 movies. Those really get you pretty much the idea of what the Gotham series is. But yeah, it also has a lot of great music.
Yeah, I will say, like, a lot of it is good. Like,
yeah.
Surprisingly, because of how much there is. Even the movie has, like, great music in it, which is very surprising. Because it's very hard to, like, have both show and movies have good music. Just in general. Like, Inuyasha's movies, their music sucks. The opening sucks. I'm sorry. They're not. If anyone says otherwise, you're wrong. So.
Sometimes I wonder if that's the director is thinking, oh, this is great, when it really isn't, or they're just going, yeah, just put whatever in the game. Like, we don't care.
Because they're so focused on the production of the movie.
It's already expensive to make the anime, and now you've got to put music in it. So.
And they're bringing the artists to do it.
Yeah.
So.
There are a lot of hoops to jump.
I'm sure. Sometimes I wonder why people allow certain things to get put out. Like, you guys thought this was it, huh?
This failed 5 test audiences, and you still.
You know what?
Out, huh?
There's an was there? This is the last question. And then probably end the episode. But I can think of an example for me on this topic. What's an anime opening or theme song or I don't know theme music
in general
that you didn't like at first and it grew on you? So my example is XL Saga, because the intro has a girl like singing and she's like pretending to throw up. Like she's like, ooh, ooh, in the intro of the song. Mm-hmm. But then like it grew on me the more I listened to it. So like it was just one of those things where like, you know, I hate the sound of throwing up, but then like it kind of just made sense because in the show she's sick. She's anemic. Mm-hmm. So she's always like throwing up or coughing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So
talk about being down with the sickness.
Yeah. For me, I think would be, damn, I lost it.
It's gone.
Damn, what was that thing about?
Excel Saga is a wild anime, by the way. If you watch it, don't watch it to understand it. Just watch it because it's random as fuck. It makes no sense. It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. It makes fun of the characters that are obsessed with a certain character, like a main villain or main hero, and that's literally it. It's just random. It's not worth watching. But if you want something that's different, go ahead and watch Excel Saga.
It's got to be one of those. Now I'm trying to find like the Naruto opening for me. I can't remember what it was called, but I definitely at first I didn't like it, and then after some time it grew onto me. I can't remember which one it is though.
Mm-hmm. Can you hum it?
It's the...
Or at least what season was it from?
Yeah.
For like a billion
seasons. There should not have all seasons in Naruto.
It's the one where the dude was like, we are fighting people.
Oh, Fighting Dreamers.
That shit at first, I was like, I thought it was kind of mid.
Fighting Dreamers is a...
Fighting Dreamers is a...
Right?
Yeah.
Season three, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And I think it was one of the things, like, as I just kept listening to the opening. Mm-hmm.
Right now, rock!
Yeah, that
makes sense. Yeah. What about you, Will?
What was the question? Sorry.
What's a theme song that you didn't like at first, but it grew on you? Or, does this have a theme song? It could be.
I was gonna say, does it have to be for anime?
No, I guess in this case.
I guess a good thing, that I adapted to was I didn't originally like Smell of the Game from Guilty Gear, and it ended up growing on me a ton.
Nice, yeah.
I honestly don't know. I can't think of anything because I just don't listen to trash.
Oh my bad.
Bro's too refined. He's got a like, second monocle.
Like, for like this, he's like, fine, I'll do it myself. It's
like, no kidding, like. Once I realized I had a talent for music, because, you know, me, if you don't know, I make ambient music, but I'm also a master of, you know, different types of genres.
Yeah.
But my main goal is ambient music. It's because, you know, things just don't do... Music doesn't always have ambience in it. There are things that you can just... Just sprinkle it a little bit in.
I'm just telling you, now, music is fire.
A lot of stuff.
Also, Mike's DJ.
For the first time, that was fun. Anyway.
Mike's DJ is pretty good. Yeah. Don't sleep on these guys. They're
not wrong. Music needs ambiance.
Yeah.
It makes it feel cool.
That's what I'm saying. Like a lot of things I can think of is ambiance in shows. They're so good. Like a good ambiance in a show is Avatar. If you watch Avatar with your eyes closed, you'll hear the subtle music in the background. But like it's just so good.
Yeah.
Like it just makes sense.
When they're in the Fire Nation and they're on at the village on the water.
Yep.
Yeah,
doing the Painted Lady, that music is
dude, dope. Even the secret tunnel.
Yeah.
The swamp, the thing. Yeah, before that, the ambiance in that creek is nice. Like, it's just great. It's not just swamp sounds. Like, it's actual music playing in the background, so.
But yeah, if I don't like it, I'm just not going to listen to it. I'm not That's giving fair. It a chance.
Your source is Prince. Prince of Tennis. I hated
Why does everybody think this means Prince of
Tennis? No. I'm just saying that
well, you're not the only person. And I'm, which is surprising me, because how many people know what Prince of Tennis is?
Yeah, people actually don't know what Prince of Tennis is. But the intro of Prince of Tennis, I didn't like it at first.
The same thing. I was like,
yeah.
How do you know what Prince of Tennis is?
Prince of Tennis, I didn't like it at first, and it grew on me. Like, a lot. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
What is that, the man formerly known as Tennis? What?
No.
But I listen to a lot of openings, endings, and music in general. I've also watched a lot of anime that just has a main focus of music.
Yeah.
It would be idols or bands or stuff like that. So, yeah. There's just a lot of...
A lot of stuff, yeah. That's true. I feel like a lot of... I mean, like, those are given. They have to have good music, otherwise you're not watching it.
Literally just got into Heavens Burn Red music. Oh. Their music is really fun. Yeah. They have a wide genre.
They do.
Of music.
They cover, like, seven genres of music.
Yeah.
It's insane. And most of it's good. Like,
yeah, most of it's good. Like, their scream is good. Their scream is good, too. And I was not expecting it.
Like, it's outrageous how wide their music is.
It's like nice. J-rock mixed with, like,
metal. Alternative and metal. Alternative. Yeah. It's weird, bro.
It all has a base of J-rock, but it's either mixed with something.
Yeah.
Or just J-rock.
But I kind of like that. I like that music's developing like that, where we have, you know, genres mix matching. Because it really shows that music just keeps evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had music for so long now, right? And we think we've created everything, but then they're like, well, why don't we just mix?
There's a lot of subgenres of one thing. So.
And also, we just got back from the convention, Lodicon. Shout out to anyone that saw us. Probably don't recognize us yet because we're not popular. But we went to Lodicon and we were talking about music and we were playing, I was playing, anime music mixed with, like, hip-hop and things like that. And I love artists that do that. Like, we take an average song that's, like, popular or, like, you know, an EDM song, and we put anime lyrics or, you know, an opening or a theme song over it, and it just
meshes. Shout out to my boy, Camellia.
Good shout out. Hey, you guys want to shout out anyone?
What's up, Mom?
Mom, get the camera on face! Well, you want to shout out anyone?
I don't really know anyone, so...
Damn. My friend said I don't got friends.
Sorry, that's a self-report. I stay in my cave all day long.
I just say shout out to the listeners, whoever it is. If you're a friend, family, someone random, I appreciate you. We're just doing this to do it, you know? It's not for any other reason. These are my boys, you know? I love these guys, so... We
love you too, man.
We trying to, you know, just talk and have the conversations everyone's afraid to have, or people don't have, or people are afraid of the opinions of having. We're going to talk about it, whether it's right or wrong.
Yep. We love being wrong.
We do love being wrong. That's why it's controversial.
That's where you learn from.
Yep.
You learn from your mistakes.
It's a discussion, right? It is a discussion.
Yep.
It's a discussion about something we love. That's why we keep discussing it.
Yep.
And we'll keep on discussing it, no matter what.
Love is crazy.
And that's where we're at.
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.